This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
A federal judge ruled late last week that four Missouri hunters did not trespass when they corner-crossed and passed through the airspace above Fred Eshelman's Elk Mountain Ranch. Chief U.S. District Judge Scott Skavdal granted the hunters' request to dismiss most of Eshelman's lawsuit that claimed that the men trespassed and caused more than $7 million in damages. The men corner-crossed in 2020 and 2021 to hunt on public land enmeshed in Eshelman's 22,000-acre ranch. Corner crossing involves stepping from one piece of public land to another at the common corner with two pieces of private property, all arranged in a checkerboard pattern. Corner crossing avoids setting foot on private land. The ruling has implications for public access to 8.3 million acres of corner-locked public land in the U.S. The hunters argued that the Federal Unlawful Enclosures Act of 1885 prevents Eshelman from obstructing access across the corner. The judge's ruling did not address the disputed allegation that one hunter, Zach Smith, did set foot on the ranch property at a spot well removed from one of the several contested corners. A digital waypoint that Smith created in 2020 on the OnX hunting app is located on Eshelman property, the ranch owner says. That proves that Smith was on the ranch, the landowner and his attorneys have alleged. Any damages Eshelman would claim for that alleged transgression would be limited to nominal damages and not the $7.75 million that Eshelman had claimed in lost ranch value, the judge wrote. Judge Skavdal observed that with respect to the corner crossing issue, there is no evidence the hunters made physical contact with Eshelman's private land or caused any damage to the plaintiff's private property either in 2020 or 21. The judge also agreed with Eshelman that he generally owns the airspace above his property and is entitled to use it. But even property rights come with limitations and restrictions, Skavdal wrote in his decision. The judge said, defendants, in common with other persons, have the right to the benefit of the public domain, which necessarily requires some limitation on the adjoining private landowner's right of exclusion within the checkerboard pattern of land ownership. The judge concluded that corner crossing on foot in the checkerboard pattern of land ownership without physically contacting private land and without causing damage to private property does not constitute an unlawful trespass. Even when the hunters grabbed two Elk Mountain Ranch fence posts, chained together as an obstacle at the first corner they encountered, and swung around them to step from public land to public land, they were protected by the federal law, which prevents landowners from blocking access to public land, the judge said. Although some key foods for grizzly bears in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem have declined in the past two decades, a recent study shows that the big Bruins have been able to maintain healthy amounts of body fat. That's essential for grizzly bears to survive during winter hibernation, as well as for female bears to birth and nurse healthy cubs. Grizzly bears, who can live up to 25 years in the park, are omnivores. In Yellowstone, they've been documented eating more than 260 different foods, from bugs to plants to fish and young elk. Yellowstone grizzly bear foods that have declined include white bark pine trees, which produce protein-rich seeds in high-elevation areas, cutthroat trout, which were accessible in spawning streams in the spring, and elk, whose populations have declined after wolves were reintroduced to Yellowstone in 1995. One of the changes in bear diets that researchers have seen is an increase in fall consumption of carcasses, whether from animals killed outside the park by hunters or male elk and bison dying following injuries incurred during competition in the mating season. The study found that lean body mass was lower in areas with higher grizzly bear population density, but body fat levels stayed the same over the study period, regardless of bear population density. So grizzly bears were still able to gain sufficient energy reserves and can cope with changes in food availability and increased competition by prioritizing body fat storage. Young female grizzlies had the hardest time building lean body mass, possibly because they are less likely than young male bears to disperse to more isolated areas, leaving them to compete with large dominant males for food.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.